The words still ring in my ears. Claire, you talk too much. You are too bossy. You come on too strong. Young men will never be interested in you. And besides, it's not ladylike. Those were the words of one of my teachers when I was in the eighth grade. I thought she was a terrific teacher, and her words stung me and stuck with me and gave me an impression that somehow when I spoke out and when I was opinionated, I was doing something wrong. In fact, she was the one that was wrong. We need to speak much different words to young women today. Today, we should be saying to young women and young girls, speak out, be strong, take charge, change the world. And by the way, all of that is very, very ladylike. Women have stepped out of the shadows since the days of Carrie Chapman, and they are making a difference. In 2012, if only men had voted, Mitt Romney would be president. More women voted in the presidential election than men, and they've done so consistently since 1980. More women are running and being elected, which sometimes causes good problems. Now, when I came to the United States Senate and got my orientation, I was led to the women's bathroom right off the Senate floor. Now, keep in mind, this bathroom was cobbled together by Nancy Landon Kassebaum and Barbara Mikulski back when it was just the two of them. And the size of the bathroom reflected that. There were two small stalls and then a small sink, and maybe two people could stand in front of the sink, but they'd have to really like each other. So I was in our bathroom after the election in 2012, and two of my colleagues were in the stalls. I won't say whom, because that's TMI. And I was standing in front of the sink along with, I believe Susan Collins was in there. I know Amy Klobuchar was there. There were three of us, I believe, trying to stand in front of this sink. And then in came, through the door, Deb Fischer, a brand new woman senator. And I said, oh, hi, Deb. So good to see you. And then right after her, who tried to come in, was Elizabeth Warren, the brand new woman senator from Massachusetts. And I left the bathroom that day, and I tweeted, we're gonna need a bigger bathroom. And in fact, we now have a bigger bathroom. We actually, the 20 of us, joined together and said, you've got to figure out a way. So we stole some space from an office behind the bathroom and made it a bigger bathroom. So, it's progress. And the 20 women of the Senate are making a mark and making a difference. We've been stuck in this ridiculous gridlock, as you all painfully have watched. And it's been forever since we've gotten a budget done, forever since we'd gotten an appropriations bill done. But yet in a period of 3 months, we got a budget bill done, the old-fashioned way, with compromise. Then we turned around, and less than a month later, we finally passed an appropriations bill. And then, less than a month later, we finally passed a farm bill. Now, let me see. The new chairman of the Budget Committee was Patty Murray. The new chairman of the Appropriations Committee was Barbara Mikulski. The chairman of the Agricultural Committee was Debbie Stabenow. Do you see a pattern? I really do think that women are making a difference in the Senate as we try to collaborate and find consensus and find the compromises that are so elusive when you do have a divided government.